Welcome to Halicast, the official podcast of Halastar Forums. I'm your host, VL, and along with my co-host, Frelf, we work to bring you the latest in Pendragon each week. Join us for news, theories, discussion, and more.
Hello everybody, this is Frelf.
And this is VL.
And welcome to Halicast number 9 for the week of April 27th.
2008.
Whatever.
Yes, we are here for another week of Halicast. I'm the webmaster of Halinet, and Frelf is the administrator of Halastar Forums. And we are here to give you the latest in Pendragon for this week. And what's up in Pendragon news this week, Frelf?
Well, there's big news on the Pendragon official forums.
Yes, if you're on the Pendragon Adventure forums, there's some big and somewhat sad news for you. DJ will be moving the Pendragon official forums to a new forum host, and this means all posts, users, etc. will be removed. There is no date yet for this event, but it will be happening before the release of Raven Rise. That's one thing we know for sure. What else, Ralph?
Halicast transcripts are soon to be posted on HaloWiki.
If you would like to apply, that's true. Halicast transcripts, we're gonna get those posted on HaloWiki soon, whenever I can get around. I'll do episode 1, and we're hoping to get some transcribers. If you would like to apply to be a transcriber, email us an application to halicast@gmail.com, halicast@gmail.com, and attach your own transcript of any Halicast episode, excluding the mini show, just so we can know that you have keen ears enough to do it. We hope to get that up as soon as possible. HaloWiki, we're going to host them on HaloWiki. And then the people that missed the episode or can't download the episode for some reason can still go there and read it. Because some people might like to read podcasts. I don't know. I could do it in third person, too, and be like...
You should just do it in Braille.
What?
Do it in Braille. Just type out, like, random periods.
Because blind people can feel their computer screens and look in Braille. That'd be a good idea, actually.
Like the time I learned Braille.
You learned Braille?
Bump, bump, two bumps, three bumps on the slant, two bumps.
Anyway, coming up in this episode, we have a very big show lined up for you guys today. We have a Circle of Klee on Lifelight and how it relates to lucid dreaming and all that fun stuff. We have a Quillen Games, because you can't do Halicast without the Quillen Games. And we have a Patrick's Library Corner. We've picked out a nice fanfic from that for that. And, anything else you want to add to that?
No.
No. Alright. Well, that's it for our intro segment, and we'll move on. It's time for a Halicast Roundtable discussion. Join our hosts as they tackle a topic in the Pendragon series on...
The Circle of Klee.
And we're back with the Circle of Klee. And we have a special guest host sort of suddenly here with us today. That is DE. She's been here on Circle of Klee before, so say hello.
Hello. Again?
Again. So this week we're talking about Lifelight and how it works and stuff. So, that's an interesting topic. We had there's a thread on Halastar for that. It relates. I think somebody on Halastar, I think it was Deluxa maybe.
Yeah.
Found a lot of parallels to lucid dreaming with that. So. Mm-hmm. A lucid dream, also known as a this is from Wikipedia. A lucid dream, also known as a conscious dream, is a dream in which the person is aware that he or she is dreaming while the dream is in progress. During lucid dreams, it is possible to exert conscious control over the dream characters and environment, as well as to perform otherwise physically impossible feats. Lucid dreams can be extremely real and vivid, depending on a person's level of self-awareness during the lucid dream. So, would Lifelight be possible in reality?
If we had the right technology.
Control lucid dreams.
Hmm?
If we had the right technology.
Yeah, it could be.
I suppose.
They find out what puts you into a lucid dream, and they can manipulate it, then you're gone.
Because if there's a way... Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's what Lifelight was made of. Maybe they found a way to manipulate dreams and to make them realistic.
Yeah.
To make them more real.
I don't know. I've had a couple. I didn't know they were rare. I don't know, once you realize you're a dream, you could just kind of control it more, and I don't know, I can force myself to wake up during them. For me, they're always nightmares, though.
Oh, that's nice.
Until I realize it's a dream, and then, yeah.
What are your thoughts on this DE?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've had them before, too, but I don't think I can really control. I'm usually trying to get out of the dream because I know that I'm dreaming. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. But I had one once. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, now I'm done.
Okay. I had one once where I was running from, like, something, and then I jumped, and I was on top of a house. And then the thing was, I can't remember. It was, I don't remember my dreams, so.
But see, if you knew you were dreaming doing that, I mean,
Sorry, what were you saying?
Okay, if you know that you're dreaming, like, you're saying that you're how did they put it for life? Like, that you're confined by what you know can really happen, and, you know, I don't really think that you can jump onto a roof in reality.
Well, obviously not.
Right. So, I don't know, I mean, is it really then lucid dreaming? Can you...
Well, in lifelike,
dreaming, does it always have to be real?
In lifelike, because I mean,
maybe it's not lucid dreaming.
But I mean, in Dr. Zetlin's dream in lifelike, he was like flying around on air scooters, and I don't think that they can exist either. So,
well, maybe on
Velox. Maybe on Velox. I don't know. Well, this is too complicated for me. what about what could lifelike? We talked earlier on another episode about if lifelike was made of forge. What do you think of that?
That's definitely possible.
Yeah, because the idea of forge seems to be that it can take any shape and that it can convert into whatever it wants to be, whatever you want it to be, which sounds starting to sound a lot like lifelike. And it would be possible, because in Aloha Soy's timeline theory, also from a couple episodes ago, there was the idea that Velox came after Third Earth in the timeline. So if Forge was on Third Earth, then it would go to Velox, therefore making the technological advancements possible to create lifelike with Forge. But that would have to happen over years and years and years, and maybe that's why Saint Dane brought it back to First Earth. Because if he brought it to First Earth, that would be creating lifelike, which would be... What if he was planning all this out? What if...
Well, of course, he's planning it.
Forge could have been... Lifelike could have been planned, because Saint Dane was in the creation of Lifelike, I think. I think it said that somewhere in the reality bug. That Saint Dane was there for the creation of Lifelike, helping it along.
Saint Dane created?
And if...
Yeah, it said it near the end.
Yeah. So what if Saint Dane started creating Lifelike on First Earth with Forge, that would give thousands, possibly millions of years...
Well, it actually said that Zetlin started creating it on Velox, though.
Yeah, but...
Like, first thing could just project them, and then as it progressed...
Yeah, could Saint Dane have been Dr. Zetlin? Could he have... Because we don't know... Because he was Sever. He was Dr. Sever, but could he have been Zetlin, too? No, they were in the same room together at the end, weren't they?
I don't think...
They were at the same place.
I don't think so, because Zetlin was in the dream. His own fantasy that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And Saint Dane seems to kill the people that he, changes into.
That's a difficult topic, too, because there have been people that... I remember we were discussing it once, does Saint Dane actually always kill the people that he's,
Or was he always them?
Yeah. Whoa. That's ridiculous. Was he always... this is going out of... off topic.
Not really.
Well, not really.
Still lifelike.
Still lifelike. Can you hear that music in the background?
It sounds like a weird humming or something.
That would be...
Is that you?
No, that's my brother.
Is that you? okay.
Other issues. They're worse than Frelf issues.
It's okay, it's not that loud.
Sometimes. Frelf issues can be pretty bad, too.
Anyway.
Is there a post on here? There's no good posts in this thread.
Good job. I like the L'Auberge.
We kind of got off topic.
What's that, D?
We kind of got off topic.
Pretty much.
Thread.
But when don't
we? Reading through it right now.
Now my computer's being slow and it won't open the next page.
Yeah, it's just Envision again.
No, it doesn't. It's just my computer. My Internet Explorer breaks every day.
Well, that's because you have Vista.
Yes. Internet Explorer's experience program. I'm just closing it. Anyway, back on topic.
What else?
I think. Do you think we'll see Lifelight again, or has it served its purpose?
Well, I don't see why we would see it again. I mean, you know, the final two books are probably going to be mostly on Second and Third Earth.
But what if?
I mean, the convergence is happening, so the territories are kind of merging, but I don't see why Lifelight would come back.
It seems like, because at the end of Pilgrims of Rain, when they, when St. Dane said, you know, the convergence, or whatever, I don't remember the exact quote, but, he was standing on top of the Lifelight Pyramid when that happened, which, what if, when they converge, the threat of Lifelight absorbing lives and taking over lives comes to the other territories? I mean, you have to imagine the people on Elong that are so primitive, they don't even have, like, indoor plumbing, do they? No. They have to... Can you imagine just the shock of being able to do that, being able to have that kind of thing happen, being able to experience the lucid dreaming effect, except outside of a lucid dream?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd definitely be stunned. But... I don't know, I mean, I just don't see why it would come back, or why Bobby would have to, you know, experience it again. Like, I don't see how it would help him in his battle against St. Dane or anything. And that's pretty much going to be the focus point of the next two books, I'm guessing.
Because in Pilgrims of Rain, the only real use for Lifelight was the pyramid was a good place for the Flighters to stay while they were, and for St. Dane to keep his dados.
Right.
What about the ethical sort of things of Lifelight? Do you think it is ethical to have something like Lifelight? Like, if we had Lifelight today, would that be considered to be, like...
I think it's ethical.
Which Velox definitely did.
Don't abuse it, you know? Like, the people in Velox are... Yeah.
Perfect.
It's perfectly natural.
It's the perfect world when you're inside of it.
But you don't realize what's happening outside. And you gotta imagine, eating all that gloid isn't gonna do very good for their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Well, they're absorbing it through their stomach.
Yeah, but it's got all the nutrients they need. That's why it was invented.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable with somebody giving me nutrients through a pad on my stomach.
You wouldn't know.
But I'd be asleep and... Oh, it's just so weird. Actually, you know, Lifelight could be manipulating lucid dreaming, because if... Do you remember in the reality bug, Bobby had to wait for a bit for Lifelight to... he said he lay in the metal tube for a little bit before the thing became... What if you fell asleep, and it waits for you to fall asleep, and then manipulates your dream how you want it?
Mm-hmm.
And keeps you in that sleep until you want to wake up.
Do you have to fall asleep? I thought it sort of puts you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
It could.
Like... Well, I don't know if that would make a difference anyway, but... I mean, I think you would have to be unconscious to... I don't know, let yourself go like that. If that makes sense.
So... This is... dragging on into a... complete failure right now.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's us. We have, again, I forgot to make notes. So, because I actually forgot about recording Halicast this week. We were...
Well, you were at a concert.
Yeah, I was busy at a concert today, and came back, and we have to record Halicast, because it has to be out tonight. So.
And then in true Canadian fashion, my family was at a hockey game all day, and I couldn't get over here.
fun. You need to get a microphone.
Well, even if I did, the only working computer in my house is my kitchen.
True.
I don't think you want sibling problems.
On both ends.
There you go.
Anyway, final thoughts on Lifelight. What are your final thoughts, D.E.?
Um, I don't know. On what? On the lucid dreaming?
Lifelike, just in general.
I don't know, it's pretty cool, I guess. as long as you don't abuse it.
I think that's something we can all agree
and
on. Ryan, yours, Ralph?
I don't know. Just, I think it's manipulating lucid dreaming in a way.
Yeah, it is. I think that seems like the most plausible way for it to happen, for it to be.
But I don't know, I think it is, because there's also the reference, like, one of the lead researchers in it is Stephen LaBerge. And then, I don't know if it's a coincidence or if he purposely named it that way.
No, you really think that would be a coincidence?
It's possible.
It's something to ask him if we ever get DJ in an interview, except we won't, so it doesn't matter. Well, you know, Pottercast got J.K. Rowling. Except they're a whole lot more credible than us.
Yeah, they're professional.
And a lot more popular.
Oh, yeah, like...
And they don't have friends.
What are you talking about? We have a whole 10 listeners.
Oh, sorry.
We have more than that. We have 12.
We're 12. Anyway,
actually, I think the first one that we released was, like, only 12 hits.
Something like that. We've been increasing in popularity with every episode. Every week I get a couple more emails.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe when we get to however many...
257. Can you imagine if we do 257 Halicasts?
No.
No, I don't think we'll get there. That would be...
Wow. Wouldn't that be even, like, in a couple years from now?
That would be,
now?
Like... If we do
52 weeks a year.
52 weeks in a year, that would...
I can't do
3
that.
Years of Halicast. No, 4.
A bit more than 4.
No.
More than...
How
52.
Many weeks in a year?
Almost 4 years of Halicast, or maybe... I'm not good at math, I don't know.
It's Sunday, whatever.
What are your final thoughts, DL?
My final thoughts on Lifelike? I think it's pretty cool, too. Yeah, I think that's something we can all agree on. I definitely think it's a reference to lucid dreaming. I think it could be caused by manipulating lucid dreams, but I don't know if that's the... would he make that much of a realistic... He might. Maybe it's just one of those things. Maybe we're overanalyzing it and we're just seeing things. Maybe he just made it up and he said it's cool, and he's probably out there right now.
Elong's basically a reference to Planet of the Apes, so
somewhere.
It could be a reference to this.
Who knows? And I mean, it's... It could come into play later. The last scene in Pilgrims of Rain took place on top of a lifelike pyramid, so you gotta think
that's just the location. I don't think it had anything to do with the fact that it's lifelike.
Mm-hmm.
Just they were in the city and they were there.
Yeah. Did it ever tell us? Oh yeah, it did say it was above Rubik. So, you think Rubik's a parallel to New York City? I'm sorry, I'm rambling. Anyway, this has been the Circle of Plea. Much better than last week's Circle of Plea. We actually didn't talk about politics once.
Well, now we are.
Now? Except now?
You brought up politics. You ruined it.
Sorry.
How dare you.
Well, we had a match on Super Smash Bros. Brawl the other day, and we named our people Hillary and Obama, so...
Actually, it's the way that it went out.
Who won?
Actually kind of... Anyway.
I don't know anything about American politics. I don't know why I'm talking. Anyway, thanks for being with us this week, DE. We hope to get you back on the show sometime.
Yeah, thank you for having me at the last minute.
All right, well, this has been the Circle of Clay for Episode 9. Let's move on to the Quilling Games. It's time for the Quilling Games, Halicast's weekly Pendragon quiz. Listen closely for the question, then post your answer on www.halister.ca.gs. And we're back with the Quilling Games for Episode 9.
Yay!
Yay! Everybody loves the Quilling Games. I don't think we've done... No, we haven't done an episode yet without the Quilling Games.
Well, of course not. Why not? It's the easiest thing we can do.
Shut up. They don't know that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. I think so. It's like featured fan. It just takes up time. But I think you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed it at least.
If not, I'm canceling it right here, right now.
Yeah, right now. We might just have to cancel it.
No more.
If the ratings aren't very good, I mean. Anyway. So this week we had a guy answer the question like an hour after I posted the thread.
Yeah, it was like the duration of the episode after.
Yeah, so you guys are crazy with the Quitting Games. I mean, it must be really important to you. I hope it is. Halfcast is important to everyone. It makes the world go round, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably get to the question.
Probably, because we're stalling for time.
No, we didn't even answer. Or did we say who did it?
No, we didn't. Last week's winner of the Quitting Games, last week's question was, who is Alder's acolyte? And the winner of that question was Azja's My Girl from Halastar. And the answer to that was, and I know the answer, but I'm just going to get it because I want to get AMG's exact answer. Yeah. Azja's My Girl's answer was, the wife of the Malego miner who was killed in the transfer ceremony and dropped into the hole because they hadn't mined enough glaze, a beautiful blue gem native to the territory of Denderon and valued by the Baedouin, but produces toxic vapors when mined, so excavating it is basically a death sentence. And,
exact
I mean,
enough.
Hold on. We said we wanted you to be specific, not that specific. And I know you guys are probably out there saying, oh, make up your mind, specific or not specific. We just wanted the wife of the Malego miner who was killed in the transfer ceremony. We didn't need you to tell us what glaze was, but, you know, I mean, if you want to go that far, then, I mean, you're not going to get any extra shout-outs. We're not going to say your name twice just because, you know. Well, maybe we will say your name twice. Azja's my girl. There. See, we said it twice.
Okay.
And yes, the answer was the wife of the Malego miner who was killed in the transfer ceremony. And what's this week's question for us?
In the reality bug, what image did Azja use to demonstrate to Bobby the capabilities of Lifelock?
In the reality bug, which is book 4 in the Pendragon series, what image did Azja use to demonstrate to Bobby the capabilities of Lifelock? And that's the first image, not because you could easily say that she used, like, Dr. Zetlin sleeping in the tube. I mean the first image, like, when he first came out of the territory. So, if you know that answer, then you can get in on the Quilling Games by heading over to www.halastar.ca.gs, and there will be a thread over there called Quilling Games number 9, and you can post in there your answer. And,
should you have, like, a delay, make them wait 2 days if they don't answer within the first 5 minutes?
Haha, you're fine. and remember, one guest per person per week, and you cannot win 2 weeks in a row, and be specific. I always say that, be specific.
Otherwise, we'll get half answers.
Yeah, we get half answers. The answer is, the first image that Azja used was, and that'd be the answer. So
not at all, that's not what I was going for at all.
Well, be a half answer. Anyway, that's it for this week's Quilling Game, and we'll push on with the show.
Welcome to Patrick's Library Corner, where we read Pendragon fanfiction as written by you. Listen in on this week's selection.
That's right, it's Patrick's Library Corner.
Yay!
That was intelligent.
Yeah, very.
Patrick's Library Corner, of course, is where we read fanfiction written by you. And if you want your fanfiction read on the show, you can post it on www.thependragonadventure.com/forum, Pendragon Adventure Fish Forums, Halastar Forums, www.halastar.ca.gs, or fanfiction.net, which is another great place that you can go and post your stuff at. So, this week in fanfiction news, we've chosen a great fanfiction by... It's called Pendragon number 9, The March Across Hala, written by Convergence Detonator from the PendragonAdventure.com. So without further ado, my intense reading skills... Ooh, let's get this open. What was that? Okay, so without further ado, I'll begin reading this fanfiction. And my intense reading skills, of course, will come into play here.
Okay, you can stop stalling.
Okay. Journal number 33, Ibarra. Uh-oh. How many times have I said that before? Uh-oh. It's a phrase that only welcomes in trouble. I've never heard the word uh-oh come and something good follow. Well, uh-oh is what I've been saying a lot of lately. Mark Courtney, the war for Hala is not over. I know I said it was, but it's not. The truth is, I was played. From the beginning, St. Dane has been influencing me all along. Even when he's lost the territory, he meant to do it for his greater plan. On Ibarra, things got really out of hand. I had become so certain that if St. Dane broke the rules, so could we. Because of that, I was driven to the territories of Denderon, Zadda, Quillen, and Velox, and forced to take materials from there to win the battle against the Dados. after what I've seen so far, it was wrong. Way wrong. By taking the materials, I altered the course of the territory's natural destiny. Not just that, when I took them away from the other territories, I altered their destinies too. If there's one thing I've learned, for the billionth time, the territories should not be mixed. Uncle Press's philosophy still holds true, and if we don't start obeying it, then St. Dame will have won. This is going to be painful for me to write all of this down, guys, but I gotta. I've told the truth so far. It would be wrong to stop now. I don't know if I'll ever see you guys again, but I hope you know that I love you. You've both done so much to help the Traveler's cause. I'll never be able to repay you for that, but read now and learn the horrifying truth of how I initiated the Convergence. And so we go. The land of Ibarra was in ruins. Rain had been completely devastated, all of the homes wiped off the village surfaces, off the village's surface. Many of the men had been killed by the Data Army that swept through just weeks before. Not all of the smoke had cleared yet, leaving a haze over the land. I marched down the hill with Genj, Bowman, and Dre, the other members of the Tribunal. We were going to make an address to the public. On the verge of all this disaster, I had realized that Ibarra may still be saved. Perhaps the turning point on this territory didn't decide the future, but only influenced it. The possibility was shocking, but I had to keep that glimmer of hope alive. The fact was, Velox had been lost. St. Dane had persuaded the people to spend their lives in the ultimate fantasy. Azure Killian, the traveler from there, worked tirelessly to undo the damage, but the people were addicted. It wasn't long before the reality fell apart. With no one to take care of it, nature took over. Water and gloid were scarce, plumbing pipes burst, along with water lines. The buildings began to decay. Azure saw it all coming. She devised the plans for Ibarra, a small military island some ways away from Rubik City. Her and 40 others planned on making an escape there, vowing to never let technology rule over them again. The Flighters, the merciless bandits that had scavenged to make ends meet, felt that they could stay behind. They fought for what they needed, and weren't afraid to kill for it. The truth was, these were scared people who were just struggling to survive as Lifelight, the virtual reality computer that caused the whole mess, collapsed. Several days before the colony of Ibarra would set out, the Flighters assassinated Azure. She never made it to the place she worked so hard for. She was desperate with the hope that this plan would defeat St. Dane and save her doomed territory. And the truth was, it would have worked. The colony set out and escaped, where they set up a semi-modern civilization. For 300 years, it grew and prospered, with the hope that they would grow enough so that they could one day return to Rubik City and start anew. Before the pilgrim ships could set out, though, St. Dane sent the Flighters to destroy them. The people of Rain never saw it coming. The ships hadn't even touched the bottom before the attackers were gone, sailing back for their doomed civilization. Every nightmare I ever had of her loss on Quillen came flooding back at that moment. I saw the people there had lost hope just when they had won. Their spirits were crushed. I was afraid Ibarra was going to be the same. And that's what I hoped to prevent today. I wanted to address the crowd of surviving people, willing them never to lose hope. I hoped I could get through. Maybe my traveler power of persuasion would help, but I couldn't count on it. I had never been too good at that. As I approached the crowd with the other Tribunal members, everyone before me cheered. It was a massive roar, something a million times stronger than anything I'd ever heard from these people since our victory. I smiled and waved like a doofus as I stepped onto the podium and adjusted the microphone. The other members of the Tribunal took their seats behind me. "People of Velox," I said, "grim times are upon us. Nice going, Bobby. Way to lift some spirits. However, it is the nature of reality for good to follow the bad. The Flighters may have sank our ships and taken some of our loved ones, but the fight is not over. The fight is only dead when the last person's hope fails. Building is so much better than destroying. Several weeks ago, a lot was destroyed. It is my hope that we take the time to rebuild. The pilgrimage will come in due time. Hope can never be destroyed as long as we have the ability to rise from the ashes of defeat, and that way we have won." I was about to step away from the podium, but instead I turned back and added, "This is the way it was meant to be." Pretty intense fic. Pretty intense. Mm-hmm. And that one, as I said, you can continue reading it at thependragonadventure.com, which is thependragonadventure.com/forum, which is DJ's official Pendragon site, and check under the fanfic board and read. It's called Pendragon, book number 9, The March Across Halla. So
remember, you only have a certain amount of time to do that.
Yeah, because the Pendragon Adventure forums are dying. I'm very sad. Devastated. I know, it's awful.
You know, it'd be very mean of us to do?
What?
Go around and steal a bunch of people's usernames as soon as the thing opens.
That would be pretty funny. Oh, I can think of a few people I'd like to do that to. I'm kidding.
It'd be so greasy.
Yeah, that'd be dirty. No, we love the PendragonAdventure.com sometimes.
I had an account, but for some reason it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, no.
Like, even when I send a lost password email, it doesn't even come in. Anyway.
Well, this really isn't the place to discuss that. Great fanfic. Again, if you want your fanfic read on the show, please do post it at thependragonadventure.com/forum, as that has, I think, two last 2 weeks in a row that we've done Fanfic Corner, or Patrick's Library Corner, I'm sorry, they've been from the Pendragon Badger. Or you can post them on Howlstar, www.howlstar. Did you just destroy my pen?
It can go back on. It's just the top.
Howlstar.ca.gs.
And yes, it will, the key is still intact.
And
mine.
And or you can post it on fanfiction.net, and we'll be checking all those places for the best one to read. So I think that's it for this week's Patrick's Library Corner. And we better do a really long wrap-up if we want to get this show anywhere near good. So
I could go on a rant about the key again.
That's okay. I'll pass on that one. Anyway, let's push on to the wrap-up.
I'm still calling it the key, like, even off-air.
Yeah. Well,
it's a pen.
Yeah, I think I started recording too early, but this is the wrap-up, the end of Halicast number 9. Really short show this week. Sad and short, and all that stuff.
Stop. Get the pen off my head.
Okay. He has the pen again, guys. No, I'm taking a picture of you with that pen right now.
It's the key. No, no.
Yep.
I'm simply not amused.
Wait, put it like that. Alright.
That's gonna fall off.
Oh, yeah, this is just
okay,
like,
no, this is so off topic.
Yeah, of course it is. It's always off topic.
No.
So, hold it up straight. There, we'll put that on Hal's deck.
What does it look like?
Awful.
Let me see it. If you put that on,
we'll blur it your face. Anyway,
because it's all greasy.
good.
Turn it off. I didn't get to look at it.
Good show this week. Short show, but a good show. We got DE back on. Nice discussion on lucid dreaming, all that stuff.
Actually, what should we do next week for Circle?
Who cares?
You know what? Let's keep it a surprise and make it a super awesome, cool one
and maybe,
for the 10th episode.
And maybe think about it. Maybe think it up 5 minutes before recording, like usual. Anyway,
but we announced it a week beforehand, so we don't. Never mind.
Yeah. Some people have been asking, you know, sometimes about what our plans for after Raven Rise are, like what we're going to do for that. We suggested, you know, a long show. We suggested a long,
special feature.
A special feature, just, but we really want to do something special for Raven Rise. So, we're thinking, I mean, because episode 6 went so well, we're thinking of doing another live show. No dates yet. We're thinking probably May 20th or 21st.
And we'll have at least 10 Skype accounts lined up.
Yeah, beforehand. Lots of Skype accounts. If you're at the live show, you listen to the live show, you know what we're talking about.
Talking to Boot. You're Canadian. You're supposed to pronounce it a Boot.
Yep. All right. As usual, not as usual. The live show will take place on TalkShoe, on our TalkShoe feed. Make sure you get your TalkShoe account over there so you can be ready for Raven Rise. Cool. this is a tentative date. We're going to say the day after Raven Rise comes out, May 21st, to give us all a chance to sort of dissolve the book and stuff.
Give me a chance to read. I read it like a grade 2 level.
That's nice. You read it at a grade 2 level and you're on a Pendragon podcast?
No, I just read slow. You read like the whole book in 2 hours.
That's me, Lightning Fast VL. I really wish I could say my real name on the air.
Go ahead.
I actually can. They already know my name's Brett. I just don't like calling myself Brett because I hate my name. Anyway.
So, you think Taylor's better?
Yes. Also, we have a new Podcast Alley feed thing. You can check it out. Actually, I'm going to go to that right now. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Please do, because we need a...
vote.
Yep. You can go over there, podcastalley.com, and we'll be badgering you for every week for the next... however long we have this podcast, to go to Podcast Alley and vote for us. Let's see. Yep, go to Podcast Alley. Search Halicast. We're the only one there. Go to vote, and then you put in your email address, which is required, your comment title and a little comment, and click vote.
And what does this do for us?
It gives us a vote. And then,
what do the votes do?
Well, if you click on See Details, it's not the right feed. I have to change that. It still has, it's like episode 1. It doesn't have the actual episode. It's from our old feed. I'll have to get that changed. But Yeah, it says, yeah, there's three total votes. Three people have voted for us.
Well, I know you just did one. You probably did the other two.
I didn't vote. And, you can vote once a month. So, yeah, you can vote once a month for the podcast. And, so head on over to Podcast Alley and vote for us. Yeah. And you have to check your email after you vote, but it's worth it because it adds to Hellcast's popularity. Very incredible popularity.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just looked at the 5 featured podcasts.
Stop! Oh my god. Like, I don't understand them. Anyway. Yeah, we're getting off this page now. Ralph is getting immature again.
No, it's not immature. It's just like, why would you have that? Anyway.
Because it's Podcast Alley and it's the internet.
Did you see number 5?
The internet is a bad place. Don't go on the internet.
Don't tell them that. And we don't get listeners.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Go.
The internet is a very, very, very bad place.
Go on.
Except
for iTunes and Hallicast. Except there's some bad stuff on iTunes too. So if you ever go on the internet, just go to hallicast.podomatic.com. Or hellcast.wordpress.com, our news blog, where we'll post all our news and stuff. Also, please, this is sort of a call out for, like, we need... The reason this week's show was short was because we're running dry on ideas. And you need to go over to...
Suggest a segment contest.
Yeah, okay. We will dedicate a segment to you if you suggest an idea for a segment. I'm not talking about what we should talk about on an already segment, like... There's a board under Hallicast on Hallistar that you can go to do just that. And you go to www.hallistar.ca.gs, make an account, and go to the Hallicast forum, and go to ideas for future episodes, and you can suggest ideas for future episodes and segments and stuff. But people seem to be posting, like you should talk about this, you should talk about that. No. We want ideas for new segments, because we will talk about those things eventually, but, like, what do you think we should do? Like, we already have a fan fiction segment, we have all this stuff, we want to get a moderator segment soon. What do you guys want to hear? What segment ideas do you want? See? Like, do you have anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. We just need new ideas for... How can I explain it? Email us your segment ideas to hallicast@gmail.com or send them in a voicemail to 1206-202-1305 and,
Kind of said it really fast. Maybe if you say it slower, they'll know what you said.
1206-202-1305. Is that better?
Yeah.
Alright. And, tell us, you know, what's going on. And actually... We want a new segment for Traveler's Journals, but we're not going to get any Traveler's Journals if you guys don't call the number. I haven't gotten a single Traveler's Journal yet. So what you do is, if you have an idea, it doesn't have to be on the weekly Circle of Clee topic. It can be about anything you want, as long as it pertains to Pendragon or Hallicast. Call us up at 1206-202-1305, that's our voicemail number, and leave us a message, and we will play your audio clip if it's appropriate and worth playing. On the Traveler's Journal segment, and then Ralph and I will discuss them, and that'll give us something to talk about other than our normal stuff. So, please do that, please. Also, come on over to hallistar.ca.gs and post there, I guess. If you're not already. No, it's a great place. I mean, some cool people there. We just got a new user within, like, the past 2 minutes.
You sure?
Yeah, right there. Dude, right there.
I had a sign for some before.
No, you didn't. Anyway. Oh. Sorry, we're talking administrator stuff right now. It's a big event on Hallistar when we get a new user.
Not really.
Sometimes.
Well, 2 weeks ago, how many people did we have?
Quite a lot. It seems like our popularity goes up with each episode. So.
Yeah, every episode, every Sunday, when we release an episode, we have, like, 7 people on, and then, like, a bunch of new members.
Yeah.
And then that kind of decreases over the day, and then there's, like, no people on, like, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday, bam, more people.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's it for this week. That's it for Hallicast number 9, our extremely short, extremely boring, extremely awful episode, but hey, I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Well, of course, for Alpha's comms.
For Alpha's comms. We need...
more quirkiness?
We need to talk about more. We need to flesh these episodes out. I don't know how we can do that. More segments, I guess. See? More segments. That's what we need. Anyway, thanks for listening to Halicast number 9 this week. Vote for us on Podcast Alley, like I said. Call us up at 1-206-202-1305. Send us an email at halicast@gmail.com. Come over to halostar.ca.gs. Post on our forums. Go to Halowiki, halowiki.wiki-site.com. Apply to be a transcriptor. All this stuff. Thanks for listening this week, guys. This is VL signing off. Hey, where'd it go?